Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Shall we have a look at some stuff? What would you like to have a look at first?
Oh, I want to talk about Speak No Evil, which I saw last night, guys.
Is this... or maybe I'm getting confused with something else. Is this a foreign film that they're doing an English language version of it
this
now?
This is an American version of it, yeah. This is an American version of a Danish film, I think, of the same name, and it stars James McAvoy, and it is cringe-inducing horror. I still haven't recovered from sitting at the edge of my seat in the cinema last night with all the cringe. It's a psychological thriller about a couple who meet another couple on holiday in Italy, and they invite them to a farm in the English countryside, and things don't turn out like they anticipate.
Have a listen. This is called Speak No Evil.
This is my husband, Ben.
I'm Patrick Feld. This is my wife, Kira. You have to come and visit us. The West Country, really, is beautiful.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's so quiet around here. Do you even have any neighbors?
I admire you. Louise is a great woman.
I've always wanted a family like yours.
Mom, something's not right with him.
No! What is wrong with you?
I want to pack up the car, and I want to leave now.
You always know there's something wrong with someone or a character like that when you hear the...
Yeah.
In the trailer.
Yeah. So you've got a couple, Paddy and Kira, Paddy played by James McAvoy, and they invite this very polite American couple that they meet on holiday in Italy, Ben and Louise and their daughter Agnes, to come and spend some time with them in their idyllic farm in the English countryside. And when I say James McAvoy is so unsettling, this movie is so uncomfortable to watch. There's so many cringe-inducing scenes that you could just feel it in the cinema last night. Everyone was going, oh, God. Oh, God. At one stage, like, I had my hands over my face. It was kind of one of those movies. It's not really gory. It's more like a psychological thriller. But James McAvoy, he's in his villain era. Did you see him in Split? Remember when he played?
This was an M. Night Shyamalan.
I met James McAvoy and I interviewed him. But anyway, that's a story for another day, guys. But he is just, he's so good at playing that absolutely crazy, unhinged, and he's so buff in this. And he's so
huge.
Crazy.
Just
in
the trailer. He's massive, yeah.
Oh, but he just, like, obviously, he's the star of the show. And it's just a masterclass in how being too polite as a couple or as a person can literally get you killed.
Oh, okay. It's that type of situation. Every time I come back from holidays, I have a story of being the rude one. Because my wife will chat to anyone and she'd become friends. And my wife would be inclined to, like, oh, let's go for dinner with them. They seem lovely.
Oh, don't do it. After watching Speak No Evil, I will never talk to a couple ever again on a holiday.
I am the one that prohibits us from getting into those relationships. Because I'm like, hello, I'm not even talking. I'll be polite and our kids are playing together, but we're not going to be friends.
You see, this is it. And the kids are actually the star of this movie. The adults, the men and the women on it, they're not very likable. So, as I said, you're just sitting at the edge of your seat. You're cringing. You're literally cringing for an hour and a half. It's brilliant. I would highly recommend it. I think everyone should go to the cinema and see it this weekend. Yeah, for sure.
It's called Speak No Evil, and it's in the cinemas this weekend with James McAvoy, Dr. Rex in it. Avicii, this is Today FM. All right, let's have a look at something else then. What's worth watching this weekend?
Well, it came out last week. Slow Horses Season 4 has dropped on Apple TV. And I watch a lot of movies and TV shows, obviously, as you know. And this is one that I've put kind of on the back burner. And my friends are raving about it. It's Gary Oldman, and he plays an old, rude, retired MI5 spy.
Yeah, he's not quite retired. He's on the verge of retirement. Yeah. He's sort of the head. He's the head of a unit within the MI5, where they put all the losers and people who have failed or people that have done badly and they don't know what else to do with them. They put them in this place called a Slough House, and they call them the Slow Horses.
Mm-hmm.
And as luck would have it, these big cases end up landing on their laps and they end up solving... and he's a disgusting individual. It's on Apple TV. Hey, have a listen. Slow Horses Season 4.
We're confirmed it's a car bomb.
A suicide attack on a shopping centre.
My God.
I don't know why you're bothering me with all of this. Shouldn't you be out there making sure no more bombs go off?
I need to send a message. You're about to find out that it's all just starting.
He's a monster. He created the assassination squad.
Handcuffs won't be necessary, come on.
I'd rather not take any chances with a man who looks like he gropes people on buses.
You're being hurtful about my appearance. I might have to call HR.
So, I think the main attraction is obviously Gary Oldman as Jackson Lamb. My friends rave about his role in this as well. And also, it looks like there's just a brilliant bunch of older English actors that we've seen in probably loads of TV shows and movies in this. Hugo Weaving is actually going to join the cast in season four as one of the kind of evil masterminds. But who did I see? Your man, Jonathan Pryce. And he played the High Sparrow in Game of Thrones. He's also in it. Christian Scott Thomas. It looks absolutely and utterly brilliant.
It's okay. I wouldn't say it's absolutely and utterly brilliant.
Okay.
But it's reliably good. And that in this day and age, that's a comforting thing.
It is true.
Because there's a lot of rubbish out there. I watched the first series of it initially. I was like, yeah, you know what? This is good. This is grand. And then I suppose once I got into the second series, I was invested. And it's, like I say, it's consistent and it's good. It's very good. And he's excellent. Specifically, Gary Oldman is excellent at it.
It's my project for the winter to catch up all the episodes of Slow Horses.
Slow Horses. Mm. That's on the to-do list. And season four on Apple TV this weekend. Shane in Athlone says, ask Kira if I should go see Beetlejuice 2 or Deadpool Wolverine this weekend.
I would say go see Speak No Evil.
The horror one that you mentioned a few minutes ago.
The psychological thriller. I think horror is too strong a word for it. Cringe okay. horror, yeah.
Kira hasn't seen Wolverine and I haven't seen Beetlejuice. I've seen Wolverine and I'd say it's good. It's fine.
Go see Beetlejuice if you're a fan of the, you know, if you're going for nostalgic reasons, like going to Oasis, for example, you know?
Shane, we're not getting a solid, you absolutely have to save on either of your two options. So probably Speak No Evil, Hear No Evil. Honourable mentions then for, we're actually out of time, Kira. We've got 30 seconds to mention.
Okay, honourable mentions. I want to talk about Billionaire Island. It's on Netflix as of today. It's a Norwegian comedy and basically it's like Succession, but for salmon farmers. I know that's pretty...
I thought that was a documentary.
No.
Oh, sorry. When you texted about it earlier, I thought it was a documentary about salmon farmers in Norway. No, it's a comedy.
It's a dark Norwegian comedy, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
And the other one, The Grand Tour, One for the Road. Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond and James May, they are back together for the final time. In 22 years, they're on the road one last time in Zimbabwe together.
They're done.
That's on Prime Video this Friday.
They're hanging up their...
cars. Their steering wheels.
I was going to say the keys for for the ignition.
Keys would have been better, yeah.
they're absolutely done. Clarkson, I guess, focusing more on the farm business now than... Because that TV show has exploded to Clarkson's farm.
Yeah.
So that's going to be his new focus. And it's all over, which is kind of... I know I stopped watching it, but it was certainly the top.
I even watched it.
Yeah.
You know, I even watched it. I did enjoy it back in the day before,
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM. Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show. Hey.